This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. Today, we're going to get a little uncomfortable.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. I am super excited to be back and be talking. The love and support on the podcast has absolutely been amazing recently over the past, month, I guess. And I just want to send out a huge thank you again. Super, super thank you. And you guys have been so supportive on the merch. And if you want merch, you can go to stayu.ca to get some merch. There's always a sale on. We're releasing some new stuff for Valentine's Day. So make sure you go grab your happy hoodies and everything before they sell out. And speaking about selling out, if you live in Toronto, on February 8th, I'm having a show with a bunch of friends, Kayla Nicholson, L. Mills, Anthony Ortiz, Andrew Kuo, and everybody. And we recently had to switch the location. Don't worry, it's just down the street. But the reason why is because the other venue sold out. We sold out at the other venue, which is absolutely insane, and I'm a little nervous for it. But the new venue is up and it's ready, and so we're adding a few more tickets. So if you want to go grab tickets right now and make sure you get some, I would do it right now. Go to stayu.ca and there's a little tab on there that says tickets, and you can go to that rather than me saying the whole URL. That's probably the easiest way. And I'm so freaking excited to see everyone there. I truly am. Like, I'm so freaking pumped. And I've never had a show with this many people on it. I've been on a show with this many people on it, but it's never been my show. It's never been a Stay You show. And I'm so freaking excited, and I'm so grateful. And there's just so many feelings going towards it. And I'm prepping right now, prepping all my questions for any of the influencers and everyone I'm going to be talking to and everything like that. So if you have any ideas for that show, please tweet me. Or if you have any ideas for this podcast, tweet me, Instagram me, everything. I want to keep the conversation going. I want to create this content for you guys as well as myself. And the only way to do that is if I am in contact with you guys. So make sure our communication is good, just like we're having our own little relationship here. And let's get started. And speaking of having this own little relationship and having a good connection, I recently started this new series on YouTube. Was the first time I started it, called Let's Get Uncomfortable. Then I brought it over to the podcast, and we did a Let's Get Uncomfortable episode 1, and you guys absolutely loved it. Now, you guys got really uncomfortable, but you guys loved it, and you have been nonstop asking for more and more Let's Get Uncomfortable. So that is exactly what we're going to be doing today. And I believe today's topic is it's online dating. The topic is online dating, and there's going to be a video with this very, very soon. The podcast and the videos they're all different. So every single one is different. So if you really like this series and you want to go listen to more, go to the last podcast or go to the last two videos. I have two up, one by myself that's mainly about sex, and then one with L. Mills that's about being rejected in relationships and all that kind of stuff and breakups and all that. So we did that on YouTube. And then the first one on here was also about sex. It was just a different part. We answered different questions. And then this one is now going to be about online dating. And then I'm going to make a YouTube video about online dating with Let's Get Uncomfortable questions as well. But they will will all be different questions. I have my assistant, Harmony, going through all of these, all of your submissions, and highlighting different ones for different podcasts and everything. It's a whole process, and this is my favorite series, and I'm super, super grateful that you guys are liking it. And if you want to be featured in any of these podcasts, or you want your questions answered on YouTube videos or anything, just make sure when you're watching the videos that there's going to be in the description, there's going to be a form that you guys can fill out, which allows you guys to send in your questions anonymously. I live in anonymously, anonymously, so that I don't know who you are and you can feel as comfortable as possible when sending your question. And basically, I want to just open up this conversation about feeling awkward and just anything that we want to talk about, we don't feel like we can. I want to open up that conversation. I want to open up that floor because I spent my entire life being this late bloomer, this guy that didn't know much. And the only way I learn is through people. I find that's the best way I learn. And if I can maybe throw out some of my insight, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a specialist. I can't even speak basically half the time, guys. Let's be real. I freaking stutter half this podcast. Half the other time of this podcast, you hear me slurping water like I'm about to do right now. And I feel like it's weird if I don't slurp because then you're just like, why did you stop talking while I'm hearing, like, why am I hearing that? Should I do an ASMR podcast? A lot of people have been asking me. But I think those are the same people who want to see my feet. It's really weird. Okay, we're gonna go on to the questions right now because I know that's what you guys are waiting for. I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, but we're just going to go for it because we always do this one take. We do it raw. We do it uncut. And off the bat, we are starting with, how do you online date without being super awkward? I don't think it is awkward. Recently, I watched this episode of How I Met Your Mother, and basically Barney and Ted, if you don't know the characters, Barney and Ted are – Barney is the I would say the hookup artist or the pickup artist and everything like that, and then Ted is the hopeless romantic. And they're sitting at this table, and at the time, Barney was dating a girl, which is super weird, but he was dating Robin, and he sits down with his phone. And he goes, Ted, you should try online dating. And he's like, I'm not going to try online freaking dating. That's so weird. Like, that's so wrong. And then Barney goes, Ted, people don't go to the library anymore to meet people. Like, back in the day, and this episode was, I think, filmed in, like, 2006 or something. And back in the day, people went to, like, coffee shops. People went to libraries. People went to banks or literally wherever they could go to meet people. And that's exactly why they went there. But nowadays, it's totally different because people don't go there to meet anyone. People go to the library to get their books, right? But they don't go there to meet anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's not their sole purpose. Their sole purpose is to get a book. Before, people would go get a book, but also really, really try to meet people. That was a place to pick up because online dating was a thing. Now, online dating is a huge thing, and people don't go to the library anymore to pick anybody up or to ask anybody out or hit it on anybody or, like, flirt with anybody. People do it off their phones. And it seems, for me, I'm still awkward with it. I'm still, like, a little turned off by, like, I wouldn't date somebody from Tinder or anything. I may meet up with them and have some, you know, have your fun, whatever. But I don't think I would ever want to bring a girl home to my mom and be like, yeah, I met her on Tinder. That's still super weird for me, but it's something that I guess we're going to have to work on because that is a huge way that people go out and meet people nowadays. And so I don't think it's really awkward anymore. But it is for a little bit, well, for me, it is. A little bit, but I don't know. I think it's pretty much a norm now. On to the next question. Hi, what if a guy found out that I'm a virgin and he rejects me because of that? I'm not a teenager anymore. Well, I've actually been in this situation, and I was in a situation where I did not necessarily reject somebody, but I didn't proceed. Taking somebody's flower or whatever you want to call it, taking somebody's virginity is something that means a lot to you and a lot to them. And I don't think people really understand that it kind of goes both ways. And if the person rejected you for that reason, that they were kind of scared and that you should do it with somebody you love for your first time or somebody you really trust and not just a random person, then I think that's a valid reason. If they rejected you because they thought that you wouldn't be good, then I think that's not a valid reason. So it truly depends on that. But I've been in that situation, and I personally, I'm not comfortable with taking somebody's virginity, and I think that's something that you have to do with somebody like either a best friend or someone you love or a whole bunch of stuff like that. I think you have to be super comfortable, and I don't think it could be something that you just do with a random person. I'm not saying that this is a random person. I think this is something that, you know, you need to talk to them about, being like, why did you? And maybe if it's because of the sexual thing, then I don't think that's somebody that you want to be sleeping with anyways, because I think for me, being a demisexual, I have to really be attracted to the personality, someone's personality. And if – if somebody rejected me because I was a virgin, then, well, I wouldn't want to sleep with them anyways, because I don't think that's somebody that I would be even attracted to with a personality. So that's kind of my take on it. Next question. I think I'm in love with a dude online, but is that even possible? I know what he looks like, but I've never heard his voice or anything. We talk every day, and he's only a year older than me, but I can't tell my parents because they have one rule about adding strangers. Sis stole my heart, Joey. I don't know what to do. So that is a terrifying thing, because I know that you have seen him, you know what he looks like and everything like that, but the person could still be a catfish. And I've had horrible experiences with catfishes, and I've also been a catfish. Like if I'm on Tinder, a lot of people like don't swipe on me, and this is my excuse for not getting matches, but some people do swipe on me and being like, wow, another Joey account. So there's a few of me out there. So that's something that I have to deal with. So catfishing is a really, really difficult thing, and it's very, very scary to deal with. And I think falling in love with somebody online is a lot easier to do, because you're not seeing their imperfections. They're sending texts that they're literally editing the text that they want to send you, so they don't get to show their true self. And even if it's through FaceTime, like, they're very much censoring themselves during this FaceTime. But in reality, in person, you don't have that. Like, it's not like, okay, in this 30 minutes of FaceTime, I'm going to sit here and make sure in this box she can't see anything outside of it. This is how I'm going to act. And it's kind of like acting. And then in person, you can't necessarily do that, because it's just so raw. It's so real. It's not through a phone. It's in person. You can touch somebody. You can feel somebody. And I think that's what you really have to hunt for. I mean, I dated online. I've done that. I've done long distance and everything. And the one thing that really just I would never do it for is the physical contact. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not even the sexual thing. It's literally just being able to hug somebody or touch somebody or feel somebody's skin or stuff like that. And I think that's something that you should really hunt for. And that's kind of my take on it. Next question is, what is it like to be catfished? I don't want to dive in this too much, because it's super sentimental to me. Not sentimental. Holy shit. No, it strikes a tough spot in me, because I just got taken advantage of when I was like 16 years old, and I have a really hard time talking about it. And what it's like to be catfish is just awful, because I don't know. You just show up, and that's just not somebody. You really open up yourself, especially with online dating. You're taking a chance here. You're really trying to open yourself up to new opportunities and new things and new people. And then when you get catfished, that kind of really fucking sucks. So if you're out there using somebody else's pictures, one, make sure they're high. No, I'm kidding. Just don't freaking do it. Use yourself. If people don't want to swipe on you, they won't. And it's okay that like people don't swipe on you. And it's okay that people do swipe on you. Don't, like, there are certain pictures that people swipe with on Tinder. Like, I know the algorithm. Like, it's very easy to figure it out, but don't just do that. There's going to be some really nice people on there, and I don't think there's necessarily the best quality people on Tinder, or at least I used to believe that, but nowadays literally everybody is on it. So I think there's some definitely some good human beings on there. I mean, I've met a few people, and they are really, really good people, but just don't catfish, because imagine if that happened to you, it'd literally tear your heart out. So don't do it. That's my only thing. I've had a crush on a boy for 2 years, and my best friend just revealed she likes him too a few weeks ago. What do I do? I literally talk to your best friend about it. Just you, like, what else are you gonna do if this is really gonna crush your soul? And you're just going to sit back and watch. Like, I think that's – I know it's a really, really hard thing to do, to walk up to your best friend. But literally, we've seen this in movies so many freaking times where, like, they don't say anything. And the next thing you know, your best friend is dating that person. And then you're still not saying anything. And then you stop being best friends. So if you want to keep your best friend, I think you really just have to go up to her and just be like, hey, I've liked that guy for a really, really, really long time. And I know that you like him too. But maybe we can just – not date him, or maybe I think it's a good thing that both of you like that person, because I think it shows that you probably are great friends, your best friends. So hopefully it's a good quality human being if you both like him. So I think just talk with your friend, and I think it'll be okay. Have you ever had an online relationship? I did. Back when I was like 16, my first ever like online girlfriend or whatever, she was beautiful. I mean, she still is beautiful. She's actually a mother right now, which is insane to me. I'm so proud of her. And you know when you look at somebody and you think like, oh my God, they're a mom now? That's so freaking scary. I don't think that when I look at her and see her child. I look at her and I'm like, you were meant to be a mother. And it kind of blows my mind to think like I was on this path of like maybe not letting that girl be a mother if I was to keep her not saying like keep her hostage, but like if I was to keep that relationship going, she obviously hopefully wouldn't be like sleeping with anybody else, or not that we were because it was online, but you know what I mean. So it was wonderful. It's really just like, it's just like flirting, and it's just talking to somebody with like not necessarily no strings attached, but nothing physical. And it was like, you don't have to worry about that. So, cause sometimes being physical with somebody is like just super, super scary. And when it's just chit chat and it's just like talking, it's kind of like a nice little relief. But then you snap back into reality and you realize this is just online. I think it's super important to just, I don't think online relationships are healthy. That's the end of it. But I do not regret being in one. Can you fall in love with a partner online without even seeing him? Again, this is a super hard thing. Of course you can. 100%. You can fall in love with anybody. Literally, because you can fall in love with the thought of somebody. You are associating them with certain things, and you, whether it's a movie or it's a character or it's the way they're speaking, you can fall in love with anybody because you're picturing them. You're picturing them say these words, and that's a really, really tough thing. So I think you can fall in love with a partner online without even seeing him. But do I think it's a good idea? No, because I think they're going to break your heart. Is it true that blood comes out of the vagina the first time a girl has sex? Okay, we're going into sex questions. Not all times. I obviously don't know everything about this. I am not a female. There has been a time when I was sleeping with a girl, and it did happen. You know, because you are literally – you're just tearing some shit up. I don't want to say it like that. You're tearing skin, okay? There's stuff ripping, there's skin breaking, and I know that sounds awful, and I'm not going to talk about this too much because I don't know that all the proper terms or all the right names of the skin or anything like that, but I do know that sometimes for the first time, if it has never happened before, yes, there could be some blood. And but don't worry, it does happen often, but not for everybody, and some people don't do it and all that kind of stuff. I really recommend that you just honestly go on and Google that rather than listen to a 22-year-old boy talk about it, because I don't know everything. I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know everything, but I could call my mom and ask her if you want me to. Is it wrong for younger people to be online dating, to be on online dating sites? Depending on how young. I do think like nowadays, like people are having like people are having intercourse at like the age of 14, and I think that's kind of scary. That truly scares, like, that terrifies me. Just because when I was 14 years old, I mean, I still don't even understand my body. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't. And being so young and dating, it was like when I dated in high school, I didn't consider it dating because it was just like, what are we? Like, I wasn't doing anything with the girl. Like, I barely kissed the girl because I was so freaking scared. I was doing it wrong. So wrong for online for young people to date online. I don't know. Times have changed because, like, I guess kids are smarter nowadays, and, like, I'm not young. Would I let my kid do it? If I had a kid right now, no, I wouldn't, because I know how scary the online community can be. And literally that would be the main reason, because there are so many catfishes, like we said earlier. There are so many catfishes out there that can truly take advantage of you and really, really hurt you. And honestly, I don't want to read about my young daughter or young son on the news about getting kidnapped. And so, and this can happen with older people as well too, but I do think an adult has a better chance of defending themselves than a young girl or a young man. What makes a girl a slut? I don't even think I have the right to answer that. I don't think anybody has the right to answer that. I don't think anybody has the right to freaking say that. I don't even, like, I remember, like, what, back in 2010, people called girls sluts or whatever because they slept around. But honestly, like, who gives a shit? Who literally gives a shit now? I don't care. I don't care how many people you've slept around with. So what, you have experience, or maybe you just like doing it? Who cares? I really do not give a damn. Obviously, if somebody is more prominent and very vocal about how much they sleep around, that doesn't make me feel super attracted to them. And I'm not saying that sleeping around makes you a slut. I think if you are even asking this question and you're asking it about yourself, then I think you're just assuming and assigning that label to yourself. I don't think it's based off anybody else. And if you allow somebody to base that off of you, then I think that's like that. Not necessarily that it's your problem, but I think it's something that you really have to face up front and be like, I'm not this. And I think you already know your answer if you're asking, to be honest with you, because you asked about 17 times. And I just don't think there are. I think people just like what they like. And if you like sex, go have it, but be safe. Okay, be safe. I'm 22 years old. Be safe. I say some stupid stuff like I just did, but please be safe. What makes a girl slut? I don't know. I don't care, and it's not for me to even try to find out. How many months or days would a person wait to ask another person for nudes? I don't think there's a number on this. I believe that this is something that you discuss with your partner. This is that's a very intimate thing, and I don't think people understand that, because nudes do get shared a lot. Even when you send it to your girlfriend, they probably show their girlfriends, or if you send it to your boy, they probably show their boys, or maybe they don't show, but that, you know, you sent that online, and anything that goes online stays there. So I think you just need to be like, oh, okay with that. I don't condone to like sending them or anything, but I'm not saying to do it or anything like that. You can do whatever you want. Everybody's like, I'm assuming a very high majority of people have done it, and that's fine, but I think it's something that you have to discuss with your partner. There's no exact number of days or months or anything like that. So my ex-boyfriend has cheated on me a while back, but after about a year, we started becoming friends again. He has a new girlfriend that I am friends with. However, about a week ago, I saw her with somebody else at a coffee shop. Oh, when I stopped in, I rushed out as soon as I saw them. I know she is cheating on him, but how do I tell him? I mean, are you just assuming that she's cheating because she was at a coffee shop with a guy? I don't really consider that cheating. I hang out with majority of my friends are girls, and when I was dating my ex, or when I was dating any of my exes or any people right now, like majority of my friends are girls. I'm going to hang out with them, and like I go to coffee shops often, so I'm constantly with women and I'm constantly in coffee shops. So right there, by what you just said, I know there may be more details, but why, by what you just said, I've been cheating on anyone I've been dating for like the past like 3-4 years or whatever, and I'm not a cheater. And I never have, and hopefully never will be. But I just think that, I don't know. I don't even know if it's your place to tell them. I've never necessarily been in this situation. I personally don't like cheating, and anybody who has ever done it, I don't care what extent they've cheated on. I do not support it. And I don't support that at all. And your ex-boyfriend cheated on you. I don't even think you should. I don't think you should involve yourself in his life. I'm going to be honest with you. I really, really don't. And the fact that you guys are friends, that's awesome. That's really, really great. But I do not think that you should be getting involved in his love life, since he obviously can't stay involved in his own. And neither can his girlfriend in that case. But I don't think you should even take part in it. I know that's something that's very blunt of me to say, but I don't think it's going to help anybody. If they can figure that out themselves, just like you figured it out with your ex-boyfriend. I've had guys ask me out who lived far away. I always rejected them, though. Not that they were ugly or had a bad personality. Well, is it bad that I would never date someone far away? No, it's not bad. I mean, I would never date somebody far away. I had a friend that lived here, and he wouldn't date somebody that was about a 40-minute bus from him. And I didn't get it. I thought that was fine. I thought that that's normal. I think having a little bit of distance is all right. But somebody who lives in a totally different city, then I would honestly say no, because I've been through the long distance thing and I hated it. But I love the person, but I hated the distance, and I could never do that. And I don't think it's bad that you're rejecting people. You should never feel bad for rejecting somebody for a valid reason. If you're just doing it because, and you know, you want to be superior, then I think that's your bad reason. But it's not bad that you will never date somebody far away. If you want somebody closer, that's just opinion and a trait that you like and something that you are interested in. And nobody ever can really label that as something that's bad or good. That's your own interest, and that's what you have to really focus on. We got a lot more. I got to keep these close and quick. So my online boyfriend and me have had some rough times in the sense of fighting and used to not be the best people to each other. When we both changed and became the better, we rarely fight, and it's not toxic anymore. However, I find myself always flashback to the past, and it makes me hard for me to be the best girlfriend I can be. Any advice, please? I'm kind of desperate. I love him, but I have trust issues from exes, so I struggle to let go of the past. I think this is something that you really have to open up about and talk with your partner right now. Because if you are open about this with them, then they can probably work on what they're doing and maybe help you in the best way that they can and maybe make you feel most comfortable and not necessarily forget what you went through, because that made you so much stronger and that made you learn so many new things. But I think that they can open up their own heart and let you kind of live in it for a little bit, right, until you get strong enough to just move past those. And I think that's something that you should really just discuss every single little detail with your partner. And I know that's going to scare them, but if they truly love you, then they will fight with you as well. How young is too young to start online dating? I think 18 is the age where I think it's okay to do it. When is the right time to do it? I don't think there is a right time, especially nowadays. I have a video coming out on Sunday about being a late bloomer and my first time and everything like that. And I kind of discussed this topic, so I want you guys to go check out that video. But I honestly don't think there is a right time to do it. I'm not going to say an age because I don't want to be responsible for you to like kind of set a timer on your sex life. That's not what I'm trying to do. I think the right time to do it is when you are comfortable with your own body and with the other person, but there is no actual time. How do I not look fat in my pictures? Okay. I know there's a couple techniques to lose like a double chin and stuff, and that shooting upwards or making your legs longer, and that shooting from the down and stuff like that. But I don't think you should hide who you really want to be. If you do want to lose weight, I'm sure there are some exercises that can help you mentally and physically, and there's a bunch of stuff like that. But I don't really know. I haven't necessarily had that problem. I actually try to take photos that make me look bigger, so I look like I have more muscle mass when I actually just, I'm a pretty small dude. So I feel you, but I don't know the tips. How can I kiss my BF for the first time without it being weird? By the way, I love your channel and your photo account on Insta. Oh, thank you. How can I kiss my boyfriend for the first time without it being weird? I don't think it's going to be weird. If you want to do it, just lean in and do it. Like, it's such a good feeling, especially when a girl does it. If a girl leans in, oh my God, that's like, I'm so scared to lean in. Guys always have to take like that first step all the time, and it's so exhausting. So if a girl did it, you know, I don't think you're going to be rejected. It's such a nice feeling. So I think you just got to lean in and do it. What do you do when you have a hot shit? Let it out? I don't know. So I accidentally swipe right on a girl on Tinder and have no intention of getting to know her, but like she's been messaging me twice a day for a few days asking when we can meet up. I am awkward and feel bad for people in awkward situations, but how do I approach this? I think you should honestly just be open about it and just be like, hi, I know we swiped, but I'm not looking for anything right now. I'm going to be honest with you, and I hope that this doesn't come off as rude, but this is just my honest response or whatever, and just be open about it. Literally, if you lie, then it's going to make it worse. So just be like, hey, I'm not interested, and I apologize. That's okay. It's all right. Every time, like, you're when you match with somebody off Tinder, you're literally basing off a picture. So if you don't like them, that's all right. It's okay. The only thing I do is talk to people online. 13 was my first long distance relationship. Beside the fact, I love meeting older men to be dom. What's dom? I'm 20-year-old female, bi, usually use the Whisper app question. Should I have to send nudes, or is that okay that I'm just not comfortable with it? I've never actually had a real relationship. Holy shit. What? I don't think you should. No, it's okay to not be comfortable to send any pictures. If you like meeting older men, that's fine. I don't know how to answer this. I really don't. You do whatever you like doing. Just be safe. And if you don't want to do something or like send nudes, then don't do it. If you've never had an actual relationship and you don't want one, don't get in one. That's I'm not trying to be judgy on this. I just don't know how to answer it. But I do think that, I don't know, if you want to try a relationship, then I would before you start sending any pictures of yourself to older men or anything like that. I've been talking to this guy recently for a while, and he seems really nice. He's always sending me cringe things. He's always sending me cringe things and calls me babe and honey. He wants to meet. How do I tell him I don't like him? I think it's the same as the above. I think you literally just say, hey, I'm not interested, and kind of just get it over with. Rip off the band-aid real quick. There's this girl that I met on Omegle. Oh my God. When was the last time people used Omegle? And I got her Snapchat. She told me she was from California. I promised to visit her, except when I asked for her number, she didn't want to give it to me. I think you are getting catfished. That's what I think. Or I think this person just doesn't want to meet you. thoughts on sexting and masturbating online with your long-distance partner. I think, honestly, I've never done that. I'm not going to lie to you. I've never done that. But I think it is an important thing to do with people. And I think that's, I don't know, I think that's fine. That's fine. We're going to end this on one more question. And then, because I have a lot more, maybe I can make another podcast for this because I didn't know I had this many. There's a lot more. So we're going to maybe touch on this maybe next week or something like that. So let me find the last one. Where did I just leave it? So I met this girl through Tinder, and we are both girls. And like 2 months in talking, she told me that she was pregnant. She also told me that she had motives to commit a murder. So since I – what the fuck is happening? So since I am only a freshman in college, I had to run out of there because I did not want a baby. Oh, I also did not know how she got pregnant because she's gay. But now, ever since I've broken up with her, she keeps asking to come over or hang out very randomly. I don't know why. She just doesn't come to me. So now I'm scared she's going to try to murder. What the fuck? Yo, call 911. Seriously. And if you need anybody else to do it, like, message me. I will call it for you. Holy crap. Dude, oh, my God. Why is this like? I'm freaking out. Ah, guys. Oh, my God. Yeah, call 911 straight away. And if you don't do it, or if you give me, like, your parents' information, I will definitely get them to do it. I don't think this is something to even joke about. I hope this is not a joke. I don't even think this is something to be kind of, like, insecure or shy about. This is something that's serious. And I don't think you should be shy to, like, talk to your parents about this or anything like that. I don't care if you haven't came out to your parents yet. I think you should tell them right now, or you should tell your guardian or anything. I think you need to call the cops right freaking now. Holy shit, what a way to end this podcast. Oh my God. I hope, holy crap. Okay. I hope that, people still like this podcast because I don't know how to answer that. I really don't. Just please call 911. Oh my God. I need to take a breather. Just 1 second. Listen to this. Oh my God. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Okay. I apologize, guys. I did have to take a little breather there. That was very shocking. Wow. I should probably read through these, or I think I'm going to go yell at my assistant Harmony for choosing that one, because that was terrifying. But I think it's good that we answered it. So please, if you're still listening, please call 911, get some help. And this isn't a hatred towards them, but I really just want you to be safe, and I want them to be safe as well. So please, I really recommend doing that. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to talk to me, or if you want to ask more questions for this podcast, make sure you follow me on, or subscribe to me on YouTube, Joey Kidney. Follow me on Twitter, Joey Kidney, and follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney. Turn on my story post notifications so you never miss anything from me. And I love you guys so much. And thank you very much for listening. And I will see all my Toronto peeps in Toronto on February 8th. If you haven't got your tickets, go to stayu.ca. Also grab some merch. There's going to be new love merch coming out for February. And I will talk to you guys very, very soon. I did a good job in talking this one. I'm not going to lie to you. So I love you guys so much. Thank you very much for listening and all the support. I love you. And I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.